I'm Jenny Nevinson, and you are listening to the Minder Podcast.
It's very nice of you, Dave. Vodka Slim.
Cheers.
Welcome to episode 13 of the Minder podcast in association with Minder.org. I am your host, Paul Stenning. In this show, On the Slate, Volume 1, we are going to explore some Minder trivia. This is the first of several shows where we will do just that. Given there has been so much trivia to accrue over the years, you'll have to forgive the somewhat random nature of the information. We'll go from connections between actors appearing in the same film or TV series straight to an unusual cause of death. Hopefully you will enjoy the fast pace, fact delivery. We start with a quick quiz question. What connects the following clip to Minder, and what is it taken from? The answer will be at the end of the show, where we will also play the clip again.
Gary! Just coming round to see you.
Mitchell, you look positively shattered. May I suggest one of my hangover cures?
No, thank you. I got fed up waiting for the general to phone, so I gave him your number.
Good thinking. My fridge is groaning under a full complement of cold lager, as I think I might ease its burden.
Well, we could make a few inroads.
Good. That is, post haste to my rooms in Baker Street.
At least you can offer a first-rate description to the lads in blue. It's just what I can't do. They'd want me to be a witness.
Which, of course, you were.
Gary, this wasn't just a punch-up. It was a professional job.
Exactly. If two chaps fall out and blows are exchanged, well, that's no concern of ours. But this was a cold-blooded attack. I have to speak up.
Not me. As long as I keep my mouth shut, I'm safe.
But I can't see that. The chap who did it can recognize you. He doesn't know who I am or where I live, and if I stay away from the law, he's got nothing to worry about.
Well, you could avail yourself of a spot of police protection.
Protection? Look at all the blokes that get sprung from prison. If the police can't look after them, what the hell can they do for me? Now, the best thing I can do is forget about it.
Have you mentioned it to Chris?
No, I don't want to get her involved. Could be the general.
Robin Mitchell Enterprises. One moment, please. The general, sir. Hello, sir.
Yes. Oh, thank you, General. Yes. Yes, I look forward to hearing from you. That's it. That is it. 2,000 quid, as good as in the bank. Get hold of Chris and suggest a small celebration.
Hold your horses, Mitch. Do not make any rash promises. I've had some bottles of champagne rotting away, despairing of ever being opened.
Spot of bubbly, eh?
I think this is a very occasion to pop a few corks. Now, all we need is a nice, obliging lady to complete our amusement.
A nice, obliging lady? Well, I may have the very number. I can...
Before we go any further and delve into some trivia, I would like to first mention that it was sad to hear Linda Barron passed away in March, shortly before her 83rd birthday. Linda was a real favourite of mine from Open All Hours, as the tantalising nurse Gladys Emmanuel, and she was also born in Urmston in Manchester, where I spent many years of my childhood.
I must say, as a grocer's fiancé, you couldn't be accused of underweight proportions.
Oh, shut your tomfool. My mother's in the next room. You wake her up.
Oh, she'll not hear out. She's as deaf as me hat.
She picks up every vibration.
Oh, that's all we need. Neither love life on radar.
What do you want? No, forget I ever said that. Just what did you think you might achieve? Throwing bricks at my window.
You should think of it as a customs and excise, my love. I'm coming up later for a quick body search. I better find one and all.
Go and have your breakfast. Customs and excise.
Shh, don't shout it about. I'm working undercover.
Not under my cover, you're not.
As for her Minder connections, she will no doubt be firstly identified as appearing in the classic Anthony Valentine episode, You Lose Some, You Win Some.
Listen, are you sure you want me along?
You're supposed to be a minder, aren't you? Mm-hmm. This is where you start earning your wages.
Sadie, long time no see. How you been?
You're looking wonderful.
Cut the crap, Morris. The reason we don't meet is we can't stand the sight of each other. Who's Little Boy Blue?
This is Terry McCann. He's helping me look for Maureen.
Taken off again, has she? About time, too.
I was wondering if you knew where she was.
Me? Why should I?
Well, for a start, you spent yesterday afternoon with her down at Brain Cross.
We have been having a nosy, haven't we?
Did she say anything about going away?
What do you care?
Sadie, be nice. I'm her husband.
It's a bit late now, isn't it? If you wanted to keep her, you should have started acting like her husband years ago.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
You're a schmuck, Morris. You always have been, and you always will be. I've told Maureen.
What can I say? If there's anything I can ever do for you, don't ask me.
It's what you've ever done for her. You're a lazy, good-for-nothing scrounger who can't even be bothered to get a job.
I've got a job. Just because I don't work regular hours don't mean I haven't got a job.
Gambling's not a job. It's just an excuse for a night out with the boys and the girls.
Oi, hold on. Now, what are you on about?
Oh, it talks. I beg your pardon?
Linda had also appeared as Dave's barmaid in the very first Minder episode, Gunfight at the OK Laundrette, although she was uncredited. In fact, she had a habit of appearing in uncredited roles as a barmaid, possibly something to do with her voluptuous figure. Linda also appeared in the 1968 film Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter, where Sheila White also starred. Sheila would go on to play Sharon, or Sharon, as Arthur called her, in a future Minder episode, which incidentally will play a role in the next Minder podcast. Linda Barron was a veteran actress, having started her career in 1958, so there might well be a large variety of programmes and films she starred in alongside other future Minder actors. Rest in peace, Linda. The episode You Lose Some, You Win Some was written by Jeremy Burnham, whose full name was John Richard Jeremy Burnham. He was a television actor of the 1960s and 70s, as well as a screenwriter. His other Minder writing credit was The Old School Tie. Though his two episodes both came after the first Series 2 episode National Pelmet, it is probably not a coincidence that one of the characters in that episode was named Jeremy Burnham Jones. Jeremy passed away on New Year's Eve 2020, aged 89. Incidentally, both George Cole and Donna Blackman were born in the same year, 1925.
Hello, darlings. I'm Donna Blackman.
And they were also both born on the 22nd, April and August, respectively. Although they were 23 years apart, George Cole and Dennis Waterman were born just 3 miles from each other, in Tooting and Clapham, respectively. In the last video show, Arthur mentions having the new Jack Nicholson film in stock as Rula Lenska walks out of the door, a clip we used last episode. Jack Nicholson was in fact born on the 22nd of April, just like George Cole. Sticking with birthdays, former British Prime Minister Maggie Thatcher was also born in the same year as George Cole, and she also came to power in the UK in the same year Minder started, 1979. That is when she officially became
her indoors at number 10.
In the last video show, one of the jokes between Terry and Arthur refers to the fact Arthur actually fancies Mrs. Thatcher, though he only admits to her having a certain something. We mentioned the dessert song, the first episode written by Andrew Payne, in the last couple of shows during our interviews with him. Continuing with some trivia now about that episode, we start with Peter Bland, who played Charlie in the episode, and he seemed several sandwiches short of a picnic. He was quite a bumbling and dangerous to himself as well as others character. It was really quite a good piece of acting, as Peter Bland himself is actually a poet, who has won the Prime Minister's for Literary Achievement Award in his now home country of New Zealand. He has written a number of plays and numerous poetry books. He also has 40 acting credits to his name. Sticking with the dessert song, this was the last TV appearance of Bruno Barnaby, who played Mario in the episode. His career had begun on stage in 1927, and he passed away in 1998 at the age of 93. Godfrey James played the villainous Omar in the episode. He would later appear in the 1991 Minder episode Too Many Crooks, playing Arnie. In our very first Minder podcast episode, where we featured an interview with George Layton, he mentioned how he used to like listening to George Cole performing on the radio in A Life of Bliss. Godfrey James had in fact appeared with George Cole in two episodes of A Life of Bliss in 1961. And he had also previously appeared alongside Dennis Waterman in Series 1 of The Sweeney. In the interview with Andrew Payne, he mentioned Lee Montagu, who almost became Arthur Daly. As Andrew pointed out, it would not have been as wise a casting as George Cole. We now know George Cole as the archetypal Arthur Daly, and it is impossible to imagine anyone else playing the character. Just look at Shane Ritchie. However, it is worth mentioning that although Lee Montagu was a versatile actor, he is still a Londoner. To hear him in fine Cockney form, just take a look at the 1965 film You Must Be Joking, which, by the way, is an underrated comedy starring Terry Thomas, Bernard Cribbins, Wilfred Hyde White, Denham Elliott, who was incidentally mooted as another possible Arthur, and Lionel Jeffries, who would later appear in Senior Citizen Kane, one of the Andrew Payne scripts, no less.
It's great, isn't it? Very good. Most imaginatively made. Yes, I'll take it.
What's your account number, then? What firm are you from?
The Army will see your pay promptly.
You want one for the Army?
Satisfied? Genuine Army requisition form, watermark and all.
What's the Army want an electric air for, then? Target practice?
That's not for me to say. There's lots of things go on in the Army. Anyway, that's General Lockwood's signature.
Here, will you hang on there a minute?
Both George Cole and Dennis Waterman had appeared together before Minder in the 1971 horror movie Fright. Starring in the film was also Honor Blackman, who would later star in Minder on the Orient Express. In an issue of Photoplay, George Cole recalled how he had first met Dennis on the set of Minder in 1979. However, Dennis later corrected him by reminding him that he had actually once stepped over his dead body in Fright 8 years earlier. Tudor Gates wrote the script to Fright, and he would also go on to write an episode of The Sweeney. Also of interest, several of Tudor Gates' films featured actors who also appeared in Minder: George Baker, David Dacre, Diane Keane, and Christopher Biggins among them. Do you recall Scotch Harry, who appeared in two Minder episodes, The Smaller They Are and The Return of the Invincible Man? He was played by actor Phil McCall, whose last credit was Monica the Glen. His catchphrase, "Pea and ham soup from a chicken, now that's clever," became famous when the commercials were broadcast in the early 1980s. Sadly, and quite strangely, in early 2002, at the age of 76, the actor hanged himself and was discovered by his wife Catherine. Phil McCall died in Glasgow, the same city where he was born. Recently, we featured a two-part interview with Susie Quattro, who appeared in the episode Dead Men Do Tell Tales. As you probably noticed in the episode, Terry has a Whitesnake poster in his bedroom, which can clearly be seen on our graphic for Susie's interview. I always wondered about the use of the poster. It was clearly meant to be seen. The album was Come and Get It, the band's 1981 release. It's hard to try and satisfy. At the time, it was their most successful album. I wonder how many album sales may have arisen from the free promotion in Minder, especially as Susie Quattro was well placed as the leather-clad rocker. Now, as you probably know, Dennis Waterman has not just been an actor, but also a singer, and far beyond singing television theme tunes. He did in fact release three solo albums between 1976 and 1980. These are mostly good and fairly versatile, well worth tracking down. The record label Dennis was signed to, EMI, just happened to be the label who released Whitesnake's Come and Get It album. Coincidence? You decide. Certainly there was a fair gap between the album release and the date of the episode, but perhaps they wanted to boost sales that little bit further. True to say, it might just have been a band Terry liked. After all, during the famous Zach Zola episode, where Terry doesn't think much of the Zola song, he says, "I'm more of an Eric Clapton man myself." Whitesnake at the time was a mostly blues rock band, so this figures, but it's still unusual for a prominent poster of a band rather than boxing or a bird poster in Terry's flat. I also recall posters like the Whitesnake one on Terry's wall used to only be available from record shops as promotional items, which means you would have to specifically request the poster when the store had finished the promotion. A nice person in the store would usually give the poster away for free. All to say, I think this was a conspiratorially placed promotional poster that the makers of Minder agreed with EMI to place on a prominent wall during a scene or two. Scandalous. We finish with the very theme that opens each of the Minder podcast episodes, Zach Zola's Take Me Home. The song featured in A Star Is Gone from Series 4, a truly brilliant episode, which was one of a kind even for Minder. Zach was played by Mike Holloway, who was best known as an actor for starring in The Tomorrow People. And he was also a drummer with 70s band Flintlock.
Now let's get on with the show and meet our next guest, someone who's been in The Tomorrow People. Look out for him now in Flintlock.
Mike Holloway could sing too, and he went on to play Joseph in Bill Kenwright's touring show of Joseph and his amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, though I think it might be Pretty Things vocalist Phil May who sang as Zach Zola. The song Take Me Home would be released as a single to coincide with the Minder episode, with a B-side of James Marshall, both of which can be found on the Return of the Electric Banana album or the 70s album, and these are well recommended. The band actually came out of the ashes of 60s UK psych group The Pretty Things. The band heard backing Zach Zola included both Phil May and Wally Waller, and possibly John Povey of The Pretty Things. As they mentioned on the album cover of the 70s, they were The Pretty Things, give or take a bit. The band recorded material for the DeWolf Sound Library under the name The Electric Banana from 1967 to 1978. It can become tricky to try and pin down who did what on some of these TV theme albums, mostly because I don't think the musicians were too bothered. They probably got paid a straight fee and were used to being uncredited, much like Linda Barron in the first Minder episode. Everyone will remember her though, and that's the important thing. And so we are back to where we started. At the beginning of the programme, I asked you what connected the clip played to Minder and what it is taken from. Here is the clip again.
Gary! Just coming round to see you. Mitchell, you look positively shattered. May I suggest one of my hangover cures?
No, thank you. I got fed up waiting for the general to phone, so I gave him your number.
Good thinking. My fridge is groaning under a full complement of cold lagers. I think we might ease its burden.
Well, we could make a few inroads.
Good. That is, post haste to my rooms in Baker Street.
At least you can offer a first-rate description to the lads in blue.
It's just what I can't do. They'd want me to be a witness.
Which, of course, you were.
Gary, this wasn't just a punch-up, it was a professional job.
Exactly. If two chaps fall out and blows are exchanged, well, that's no concern of ours. But this was a cold-blooded attack. I have to speak up.
Not me. As long as I keep my mouth shut, I'm safe.
But I can't see that. The chap who did it can recognise you.
He doesn't know who I am or where I live, and if I stay away from the law, he's got nothing to worry about.
You could avail yourself of a spot of police protection.
Protection? Look at all the blokes that get sprung from prison. If the police can't look after them, what the hell can they do for me? No, the best thing I can do is forget about it.
Have you mentioned it to Chris?
No, I don't want to get her involved. Could be the general.
Robin Mitchell Enterprises. One moment, please. The general, sir. Hello, sir.
Yes. Oh, thank you, General. Yes. Yes, I look forward to hearing from you. That's it. That is it. 2,000 quid, as good as in the bank. Get hold of Chris and suggest a small celebration.
Hold your horses, Mitch. Don't go making any rash promises. I've had some bottles of champagne rotting away, despairing of ever being opened.
Spot of bubbly, eh?
I think this is a very occasion to pop a few corks. Now, all we need is a nice, obliging lady to complete our amusement.
A nice, obliging lady? Well, I may have the very number. I can...
You might have at least recognised the actors' voices, which could well have provided the answer. The film is Freelance, a London-based gangster flick from 1970. The film was produced, directed, as well as co-written by Francis McGahey. McGahey, who passed away in May 2020 at the age of 85, directed 12 Minder episodes over 10 years. He was in fact one of the first people I contacted to interview, but unfortunately he passed away before we could do the interview. His freelance co-writer Bernie Cooper also wrote the Bounty Hunter episode with Francis McGahey. Ian McShane, who you heard in the clip, appeared in the last video show episode. His fellow cast member from the clip, Keith Barron, appeared in the Senior Citizen Kane episode. Both of these episodes, incidentally, were written by our most recent guest, Andrew Payne. Also from that episode, Griffith Davis appeared as a drunk, and he was in freelance. Additional cast members of the film who also appeared in Minder include Frederick Trevors, or Frederick Treves, I'm never sure how you pronounce that, who played the bank manager in The Birdman of Wormwood Scrubs. Peter Birrell appeared in the second time around, and David Simeon appeared in two episodes. So when I ask a guest about the apparent connections between previous shows and directors, there is a good reason. Considering the film was almost a decade before Minder even started, that is quite a remarkable number of connections. Well, I hope you enjoyed the first volume of On the Slate, a regular trivia bonus episode regarding all things connected to Minder. Tune in next time for another interview from an actor who appeared in one of the very first episodes of Minder. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.